Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Get back to those gas prices of even, I don't know, last month. I'm Lisa Denon for John Williams. Patrick Dehan is on the phone. Patrick is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. And Patrick, I don't know about you, but I've got my favorite gas stations that I go to because I always think the price is a little cheaper. And so I went to do that yesterday, and the price was $3.59. Now, for people in the city, I know you're like, that's nothing. But when you live in the burbs, I've been paying no more than $3.29. And when I go to my husband's farm, which is in far western Adams County, Illinois, often we drive across the bridge and get the gas in Hannibal, Missouri. And most of the summer, it's been under $3. So what is happening at this moment, Patrick, that the prices are starting to go up?
Well, hopefully, you know, you got one of the better deals there at $3.30, but now it's up to $3.50 and $3.60 at most stations. What's going on here is that oil hit a new 7-year high. We're at about $81 a barrel at this moment today, and that's driven up prices. And really what it comes down to is the fact that global demand continues to recover nearing pre-COVID levels, but production of crude oil globally is still far behind. And we didn't get any help last week Monday when OPEC decided not to increase production yet again. Here in the U.S., production is only slowly increasing after oil companies lost $50 billion last year at the start of the pandemic.
Okay, Gas Buddy is an app, correct?
That's right, yep.
Okay, so obviously I haven't used your app because I always thought, well, I'm just going to get gas in my neighborhood when I need it or wherever I need it. But I'm at the point now that I would probably drive a quarter mile, maybe a mile or two out of the way if there was a dramatic difference. And I'm seeing that. So why the 20, 30 cent difference within the same county? So it doesn't seem like taxes are a factor, or within the same municipality. Why that kind of variance? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've seen prices actively going up, and that provides the opportunity for some stations that have timed their purchases to keep their prices low because they may not need to buy that more expensive gasoline. Because on the wholesale market, just in the last 3 weeks, the wholesale price of gasoline has soared about 30 cents a gallon. And so that provides stations at least an opportunity. The ones that bought their fuel longer ago probably paid less. So, you know, a lot is tied into it, too. In some of those areas of the suburbs, they play kind of a price war game that we call price cycling. Prices jump up 20 to 40 cents in one fell swoop. That happened earlier this week, by the way, or was it late last week, when prices went up to $3.59 to $3.69. Some of those stations don't play along, and some of them are still selling at $3.25, and they're basically right on the cusp of losing money at those low prices.
Patrick Dehan is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. And it is really, it's kind of a head game because honestly, I'll do the math in my head like, that's okay. I'll save $5 on a fill up. I don't know. If I could save 10 bucks on a fill up, I'm definitely going out of my way. And I'll pass two or three stations. And because I drive so much, I drive into the city, you know, I'm filling up twice a week. So oftentimes I'm on E and I got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make any difference what the price is. But there are other times if I've got a quarter tank, I'm gonna search out a little bit. And I do notice, like you said, in the burbs, and I guess this is a game they play where they have digital signs. And if I'm pulling in and one clicks down to $3.59, boom, the guy across the street. So is that the person that is actually working at the gas station that day, or who's operating that?
Well, sometimes it can be somebody out of state in another state at the company's, you know, if they have a headquarters. But I'm glad you mentioned that you're driving all over the place. That would give somebody like you ample opportunity to, you know, use an app like the Gas Buddy app, and you can find exactly on your route which is the cheapest station. So you don't have to say, you know, sit in your car, fill up, and then drive a quarter mile down the street and find a station that's 20 cents cheaper. Because how many times has that happened to all of us where you fill up, and then on your way home or later that afternoon, you see a station that's 20 cents cheaper?
I know. It's just a little frustrating. And I'm going, okay, I got 20 gallons. I said, you know, I'll save this much money. And every little bit helps. There's no doubt about it. I had no idea that it was somebody in another town, in another city, operating those digital printout signs. I guess I haven't given it much thought. But, of course, that's part of the game, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it can be. A lot of the time those decisions are still local, but there are systems now where somebody in an office, an analyst such as myself who's watching the markets and watching the competition, could key that in from states away. I mean, you could even be in another country. I mean, some of these station owners have so much management software that they could key it in while they're on vacation overseas.
And one last quick question, Patrick. Are the prices going down or are they going up before Thanksgiving?
Oh, boy, I wish I could give you some good news. I think for now the trend is going to be upward because of a developing energy crunch that we're seeing globally and, of course, OPEC's reluctance to increase more. So expect a little bit higher prices ahead of Thanksgiving.
Thanks for the info. I appreciate you calling WGN today.
Thanks for having me.